8 reasons why you should be investing in property. Whether you're at the beginning of your property journey, looking to enter the market, or a seasoned professional seeking new strategies and insights, this podcast is your one-stop resource for all things property investment. Welcome to the Property Investors Network podcast. Let's embark on this exciting journey together and make your property investment dreams a reality. Hello, my name's Mark Fitzgerald. It's great to have you joining us here at the Property Investor Network. So, property investing is brilliant. It's an asset-based investing environment out there. And of course, property is a sound investment in anybody's eyes and in anybody's options. And there are a lot of reasons why you should be investing in property. But I'm going to cover 8 of the main ones that I think you need to be thinking about when building your property business. Now, some people like to do property on the side whilst doing a full-time job and treat it as a bit of a hobby, and there's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. But here, we always like to say you want to be treating it as a business. You want to be setting it up, having your own processes, having your own systems. Whether you take care of your own properties and manage them, or you give them to somebody else to manage, you still want to be the property professional in your area, and I'm going to help you with that today. So let's get started, shall we? So one of the main reasons and benefits of property investing, in most cases, is cash flow. Cash is king, and we want to make sure that we've got residual income coming in each and every month. So what do I mean by that? Well, if you look at your property portfolio right here and now, and maybe you've got some buy-to-lets, when the interest rates have been going up, which we've had recently, maybe that's been cutting down the cash flow that you've been getting from your properties. Over the last 10, 15 odd years, we've had really low interest rates. So buy-to-lets have cash flowed pretty well. But right here, right now in 2024, when we're recording this, it can be very, very difficult in most areas to get buy-to-lets to give you a cash flow that can really make a difference in your life. Now, some people just want to park their money. Maybe they've inherited some money, maybe they've got some savings. They just want to park that money in property so that they can get a bit of cash flow, but they can also get the capital growth. I think if you're going to be a savvy and you're going to be a property investor right here, right now, you should be looking at maximizing both of those things. So yes, the capital growth is great, but the capital growth, it only comes into fruition if we are going to refinance the property or we're looking at selling the property in the future. What we want right now, in most cases, is good cash flow. Why? Because it gives us options and it gives us choices in life. It can give you time freedom. It can get you out of a job that you're not happy with. It can help you go on lovely holidays or do nice things with family and friends. It can also give you the opportunity to help others, of course, as well. So predominantly, when it comes to property, there's quite a few different ways that you can get good cash flow. But one of those is using the strategy of HMOs, houses of multiple occupation, where you basically rent a property out room by room. So predominantly you would have, you know, well, you can do it with 2 rooms, you can do it with 5 rooms, 6 rooms, 10 rooms, but you rent those rooms out on an individual basis. Now, of course, you can have student lets as well, where you normally let the whole property, but they stay in different rooms, okay? So that way then you minimize voids, because even if somebody does leave, you're not stuck with an empty property. If you've got 5 rooms renting out and somebody leaves, you've got to fill that 1 room, but you've still got 4 other tenants paying. So that can really help you if you're looking for good cash flow. So you know what you're getting month on month. And of course, right here, we're looking at going to the top end of the market. We want to be up the top end if we're doing HMOs. We don't want to be at the bottom. We want to be high-end HMOs, attracting the right types of clients, because they'll pay a premium price for you. If you've paid good money for an asset, make sure that you make good money. Why? So then you can look after that asset as well. Because property investing isn't just a buy and forget. You're going to buy it, but you want to have a pot of money for your maintenance so that you can stay on top of that and keep your asset in good condition. Likewise to that, then you have a profits pot, which you can do with as you please. And of course, as I say, it can help you get out of a day job. It can help you have more time freedom. And you only need a handful of these properties, realistically, to make a massive difference in your life. Now, another strategy that you can do, of course, is short-term rentals, serviced accommodation, Airbnb, holiday lets. And you don't necessarily need a massively big property to do that. All different types of properties can work with serviced accommodation. You just really need to know what works in your area. What sort of clients will you be putting in there? Will you be looking at contractors? Will you be looking at holiday makers? Will you be looking at events? You know, all these sorts of different things you want to be niching down to. Far too many people get into short-term rentals, just chuck it on Airbnb, try and cater to everybody, and they start to struggle. So whilst you will be advertising to the masses, you really want to be talking to a niche market as well. So when they scroll through, see your listings, they see the opportunity to stay in your properties, they will take you up on that opportunity. Okay, so monthly cash flow is very, very strong. It is very, very important as well to make sure that you're maximizing your profits from your properties. Number two is capital growth. So I touched on capital growth just then. You know, a lot of the times you make your money when you buy, but equally to that, as has shown with the records, with the history books, you know, the old saying is that property will double every 10 years. I don't particularly believe it doubles every 10 years, but over the course of those times, it does go up massively. And when you look back, a lot of the times we say, oh, property's so expensive at the moment. I'm just going to wait for the prices to go down. And then in 5 years' time, you're sat there again saying, my God, I can't believe how expensive it is now because it's gone up again. So a lot of the markets will go up, they will go down, but they normally keep going up. And eventually, they do go past what you've paid for them. So we always say here that you want to be buying rental properties as a landlord where there is strong rental demand or good demand in the area for the types of strategies that you want to be doing. That way then, you'll never have to sell when the market's not right for you. Of course, you can wait for the property and the capital growth to come in, and then you can remortgage the property in the future, potentially pulling out capital, free money if you like, that you can then invest into other projects and other things that you want to be doing. But capital growth is another one. There are massive, massive tax advantages of being a property investor as well. So we always hear about the doom and gloom Section 24 that really did strangle a lot of landlords who had a lot of properties and big portfolios in their own name. In 2017, they started to bring this in so that it was moving landlords and investors into the higher rate tax bracket and really not making it cost effective for those guys. So right here, right now, a lot more people now are buying property in limited companies, as I say, setting themselves up for success. Now, sometimes you have to look at your own circumstances, where you are in your life, where you are with your financial circumstances as well. Buying a couple of buy-to-let properties or a couple of rental properties in your own name may work for you. But on the whole, with the way mortgage companies are working now as well, when you actually go and try and get a mortgage in a limited company, the interest rates always used to be, you know, 2 or 3% higher than having it in your own name. But right now, mortgage companies, mortgage brokers and everybody have got into the habit of seeing that more and more people are buying it in or wanting to buy it in limited companies. So those rates are quite similar now. So whether you buy it in your personal name or a limited company, the rates that are out there are very, very competitive, are very, very similar, of course. And of course, other tax advantages that you can have can be done if you're doing short-term lets. You've got capital gains as well that you have to be aware of and things if you're selling properties or looking to flip properties over and things like that. But speak to a relevant tax accountant, preparably a property tax accountant, and see what's right for you. But again, if you're doing strategies like short-term rental, serviced accommodation, there can be some real tax benefits there as well. And one of the main things that I do like is if you have a limited company, there are a lot of tax benefits of having a limited company or having a few limited companies holding your properties in there. But again, please, 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 we're not FCA regulated here. You have to go and seek the relevant advice. And of course, if you need any help with that, then do reach out to us, okay? Reach out to the PIN team, reach out or have a look at pinfurtherlearning.co.uk as well, because we've always got free tools and resources there and we can help you with your property investing. So the other good thing then about property investing is diversification. So you don't just have to buy the same asset all the time. You can diversify what you're doing. I like to think of my property investing as a bucket. I like to try and fill my bucket with profit, as you like, from a lot of different avenues. So I have HMOs, serviced accommodations. I also do a bit of deal sourcing and we also work with developers and investors and put the two together and take a little slice of the action. There is a lot of different ways and a lot of different opportunities out there for you to make money from property. So let's say for argument's sake, you're very, very good at finding deals, but you can't fund all of the deals or you just don't want to do all of the deals. There's nothing to say that you can't package those up in a compliant manner and sell those leads on to other investors who maybe haven't got the time to go out there and find those deals. Likewise to that, you don't just have to do HMOs as a strategy or short-term rentals as a strategy or buy-to-lets as a strategy or apart hotels. You can do all of them if you like. So you can really diversify your portfolio and your strategy in what you're doing, but you can still pretty much cookie cutter what you enjoy the best, what you like the most, and how you want to get out there. And of course, maximize, as we said earlier on, your profits, okay? You can also leverage the asset. This is another thing where you're not having to put 100% of your money into a deal. So some investors look at a property and let's say for argument's sake, that property is £200,000 and they're like, where am I going to find £200,000 from? You don't. You just need to find the 25% deposit, obviously legals and stamp duty, but the banks will loan you the rest so you can really leverage yourself. So if you do have £200,000, you could potentially buy four properties instead of one by leveraging your loaning with mortgages and things, okay? Now, a lot of investors, when they get a mortgage, they won't do a repayment mortgage, okay? They'll do an interest only mortgage. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, a repayment mortgage is where you're paying off the interest and the loan as well. But an interest only is just where you're paying the interest on the loan. Yes, you're not paying the mortgage down, but you'll be paying less than you would be as well, so you can maximize your profits. Now, some people like to pay the mortgage off and like to pay the mortgage down, and that's entirely up to them. Other people and savvier investors who are really in this for the long game will only pay the interest off so they can maximize their profits now whilst they're building their portfolio. So what else do we love? Well, we love the fact that you can add value. So you're looking at a property to buy. Okay, and it might be a £200,000 house as it stands. It's a three bedroom house, but you may be able to extend out the back. You may be able to put an extra room in the loft. You may have a cellar you can utilize. You can look to add value in all sorts of different ways with properties. Potentially, you're looking at a property that can be converted into flats. So you can title split the property. Maybe there's a big garden or a plot of land at the end of that garden that you could see if you can get planning permission on to build another dwelling. There is loads and loads of different opportunities out there. You just need to be open to seeing those opportunities. And once you start to see them, you'll never not see them. But it's all about knowledge. It's all about education. So do make sure that you get a good understanding of that. Here at the Property Investor Network, we have a 3-day program that is called Mastermind Accelerator. And we go through all of the different property strategies and help everybody be able to have the full toolkit to be able to get out there, to be able to look at those properties, to be able to decide which strategy or which tool, should I say, will really suit what you're looking at. And it's helped thousands and thousands of property investors go out there and maximize their results, okay? So as we're going down the list, at number 7, you can potentially grow and build yourself a business in property that delivers you passive income. Now, when I say passive income, I do say that with a pinch of salt because you will have to put some time, you will have to look at certain aspects of it if you are building and growing a portfolio. But it can be a hell of a lot more passive than a 9-to-5 job, or, you know, getting out there and really having to work for a living. You may have to put some work in, but normally it's only a few hours each week. And of course, if you systemize things correctly, you can pay people to do that for you, or you can pay companies to do that for you as well. But I would always say you're going to have to look at what they're doing. You are going to have to review what other people are doing, because nobody's going to look after your properties or your portfolio as much as you are. But you could sit back and be an investor. Now, if you were an investor and you had developers or people doing refurbs and you were investing money into those, that is passive. You can sit back, get a percentage on your money, okay, and you can realistically leverage and maximize your results with your investment money. Now, a lot of the times they won't want you to stay in the deal unless you're doing joint ventures with them. So there is pros and cons. You know, you might get that payout for every time you loan the money, but obviously you don't get the capital growth and you don't get the cash flow. Or you can work with people if you're time poor, and of course they can do all of the running around. You bring the money to the table and they can work together very well as well. Make it a win-win for all parties. So at number eight of why you should be investing in property here in the UK, it is because the demand is ongoing, okay? The demand is always rising for good places to live, for good properties to live in, and it's not going anywhere soon. So we always say in any business, you've got to look at supply, you've got to look at demand. No point in you being able to supply something if there is no demand for the product. It's exactly the same in property, but I can tell you right now, there is always demand for good product. That is why we say if you're doing HMOs, you want to be a high level HMO, okay? Or at least up there. You don't want to be at the bottom of the market, okay? Serviced accommodation is the same. You still want to have a really good standard at that serviced accommodation business of what you're trying to do there. And of course, even buy to lets, you want to be having good properties in areas with good rental demand, places where people are lining up, queuing up to live and stay in your properties. And that demand is not going to vanish. So make sure you do your due diligence on the areas that you're investing. You invest in good deals, potentially deals where you can get capital growth, where you can leverage the asset, where you can add value, and where you can maximize your monthly cash flow. Hope you've enjoyed this episode. Hope it's got your mind open to all of the opportunities out there with property investing. And please do check out pinfurtherlearning.co.uk for our free, easy for you to say, tools and resources where you can watch our webinars, and we'll help you open your mind up to all the different opportunities out there completely 100% free. We do also have these episodes going out on audio version, on the podcast, on the Property Investors Network podcast. So do check that out and subscribe to that, and make sure you come and join us in our Facebook group, the PIN Community Facebook group, PIN Community. So come and join us there, and do subscribe, reach out to us if you have any issues, and get out there and enjoy your property investing. Thank you for joining me. I'll see you very soon. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to the Property Investors Network podcast. Remember, investing in property is not just about numbers and profits, but also about building communities and creating a lasting impact. You can do this by checking out our website at pinfurtherlearning.co.uk. And of course, look to book onto your local Property Investors networking event. We are here to help and support you every step of the way, and I look forward to you joining me very soon. Bye for now.